The Sam and Others Podcast. The Sam and Others Podcast. If you would like to comment about the Sam and Others Podcast or ask questions, you can send us an email at podcast@samtubi.com. If you would like to check out our podcast on the web, the address to do that is http://podcast.samtubi.com. If you'd like to subscribe to the feed, the address to do that is http://podcast.samtubi.com/feed.xml. Our website is at www.samtupy.com. Hi everybody, it's Sam Tupi, and today I am going to do a podcast on Dark Destroyer. It is a game. This is episode 12 on the Sam and Others podcast, and it's probably going to make it to Blind Planet and the Blind Geek Zone. Hopefully. So, I'm going to just get started. How this game, what this is, it's a game where you have to try to fend off the attackers, you know, kind of like a lot of those games. It's a shooter. And you have to hit spacebar. There's like five different types of enemy ships. Now, I have won this game before. It is hard. And I mean, I have won it before, and I was amazed at myself. I was so proud at myself that I won. It is hard to win. And I won once. I'm actually going to pick up the computer and have it on my lap if it's easier that way. I think I'm going to move closer to the mixer here. I still have one microphone on each side of the computer, you know, because if I hit control, it's on the left. I'm going to do Windows D on the left.
Desktop, folder, listening, speaker, recorder, 11:16.
That way, if I hit shift, it's more on the right. Anyway, doesn't really matter, but anyway. And yes, the fan is on the left of my computer, if you hear that at all. So, you have to, because these enemy ships are trying to destroy the world, and you're trying to destroy the enemy ships. I'm going to load up Dark Destroyer here. Now, I have my own sound pack, or my own voice pack, at least. Like, I made the thing, it speaks the numbers, and it speaks the menus, which I'll show you how I did that. If you want to download my sound pack, soon I'll have it on my website, probably. And then what you'd do is you'd paste my sounds into wherever you had the game installed. And when it said, would you like to replace these files, you'd hit yes. And it would put my voice pack in it. And I might make a sound pack someday, just not now. I don't have quite the right editing software to do that, but... I am sure getting close. I mean, I'm getting really good at audio editing and things. But anyway, I'm going to start up Dark Destroyer, and I'll tell you all the controls. Which I'll tell you now. Spacebar fires lasers. Alt fires bombs. The arrows, which are arrowing me around on my desktop, they move you. Now, one little bug in this game that I don't like. You can't hold down the arrows during this game. You have to press them really fast, unfortunately. Now, one thing about the alt key chucking bombs, you only get 5 bombs. Save them for the higher levels. It's a must. I mean, you can use them for the lower levels when there's 2 ships on the screen, but really the only time you do that is if there were 2 ships, one on the left and one on the right, and they were both, really close to the thing, then you might use a bomb if it was like level 3, but I recommend not using a bomb at least to level 5. There's 11 levels and they get hard, so yeah, just my thing. If you want to waste your bombs, go ahead, suit yourself, but in my opinion that's the best way to do it. But I can't control you, so you can do whatever, but I recommend saving your bombs as long as you can, because then at the end is a boss level, so if you, the boss gets closer slowly, and he takes a lot of hits, and he just moves around at all over that screen, so if you have a bomb left, you can just go boom, because those bombs clear every ship on the screen. They're useful. So when you get to, like, level 12, if you're lucky, because that's the boss level, you still have that bomb, just go boom, and there he goes. He is gone. If you fire a bomb. So, and then, you know, you use the up and down arrows to navigate in the menu. You use enter to either skip the boss's speeches or to turn off the music. So, which I will do. Not skip the speech, but then after that I'll turn off the music with enter. So, you know, it turns it on and off. Okay, here we go. We're going to hit Windows. We're going to go P for programs. We're going to up arrow 2. That. And we're going to click Dark Destroyer in my Dark Destroyer menu. Now I'm going to quit JAWS.
EB Games presents Dark Destroyer.
Main menu. Use the up and down arrow keys to select an option in the menu and press enter to select.
Yeah, the enter key also does that.
New game. Speaker test.
So let's do the speaker test. I'm using the down arrow, and I did this right, don't worry.
Left speaker. Right speaker. Main menu. Use the up and down arrow keys to select an option in the menu and press enter to select. New speaker test. Learn game sounds. Exit.
And I'm not going to click it, but I'll show you, because I think after we're done, it brings you to the main menu, and if I remember, I'll click exit.
Learn game sounds.
So I'm going to click learn game sounds.
Choose a sound, and press enter to hear it.
So, like, if I down arrow.
Enemy ship 1.
Now, if I hit enter, here's the sound of the enemy ship 1. Now, this is going to play continuously, so then I have to hit down arrow after a second to go to the next sound.
Enemy ship 2.
This is enemy ship 2.
Enemy ship 3.
This is enemy ship 3.
Enemy ship 4.
I'm focused on
enemy ship 4, but I want to make a point. Enemy ship 3 is the hardest to beat because that can kind of move around, not like totally, but you know, you got to get it exactly on target to fire them, which is pretty easy. But with enemy ship 3, you go all over the stereo field, and so it's like, oh, come on, no. It's hard to get enemy ship 3, but you get more points.
Okay, so here is the sound of enemy ship 4.
Enemy ship 5.
Enemy ship 5.
Boss ship.
Here's boss ship.
Boss ship has been hit.
Boss ship has been hit. Now.
Boss ship has been destroyed.
Now this is going to be a racket. Here we go. Now this isn't a continuous sound, but here we go.
Enemy ship has landed.
Enemy ship has landed.
Your radar.
Your radar. Now that is...
Return to main menu.
That's when you have a ship, and it's in the center, and you can hit it. Your radar goes, pew, 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 and that means you can hit it. So I'm going to hit return to main menu.
Main menu. Use the up and down arrow keys to select an option in the menu, and press enter to select. New game.
We're going to click that.
Okay, let's save the Earth. Level 1.
This is what the boss
Hey there,
does.
Dark Destroyer.
He's the boss
the
of all the ships.
You doing? You don't
so
stand
as soon as he stops, we'll turn
life.
Off the music.
Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, there are like 500 of us and only one of you. Don't be silly. Just give up. All right, I warned you. Hey guys, get him!
Now I turned off the music. Ooh, ship to the right, we gotta go get it. Okay, we're gonna get saved. And we just destroyed the ship. Oh, right here. We got one. I'm just using the arrows to get to the ship. Right arrow, hit space bar till we get destroyed. Ooh. That one we just got. I'm left arrowing. Bye-bye.
thousand.
200.
11.
That was, I think that's my score. Uh-oh. Gotta go quick. Oh no. We just got two at once. Now we gotta go get this one. We just got two at once again. Let's hit R.
9.
There's 9 shits left on this level. I'm really good at this. I'm not gonna brag, but I... It takes a lot of practice, I'm telling you. It's a fun game, though.
3.
One more ship left. Over there.
Level 3.
I'm just arrowing toward them. It's pretty self-explanatory, guys. You just arrow to them and hit the space bar. Ooh, we gotta get over here now. Ooh. You and I mean, it gets hard. Oh, we'll get this one here.
Blasting your way, right? Well, that was nothing compared to what I have in store for you. I still think it would be a good idea for you to give up now, my little friend, but it seems like you're too stupid to see the truth. You can't win! Okay then, idiot, here we go. Have fun!
Now, I might edit out that word. I don't know. If he sends me an email, I'll edit it. Oh! Whoa! We gotta go get him now! 10 ships land here out. Oh! Got him! Oh no! Hit, oh no! Bomb time! Wait, see? Now that we hit Alt and it chucked a bomb and it killed all the ships on screen. Okay, we're going to the right. Uh-oh. That was an enemy ship. I wasn't hitting the arrow keys, it just kept moving.
Level 5.
Okay, here's level 5. Oh, enemy ship 3. Not a good way to start a level. I got him though.
The little boy is learning to play. To be honest, I'm kind of surprised. I thought the first ship company would be able to take care of you
and
in no time, but
bombs.
Apparently
you
not. So I'll just make it a bit harder. Trust me, this is gonna be tough for you. Prepare to die, my friend.
Okay, I'll edit that in.
Here we go. Dark Destroyer. I'm the Dark Destroyer, guys. You have to throw me down on this thing. Take back, no, no. Got him. 24.
Fun to watch you for a little while, but now the game is over, and I'll make sure to end it right here. I think it's time you learned your lesson, my dear.
Okay, we got
look,
levels 9
here come
and 10.
Your teachers.
Maybe
I hope you like them, because I'm sure they don't like you at all.
Okay, here we go.
On one part of the recording, I said I was going to edit something in, and I was going to show you, to tell how many bombs you have left, you press B. To see your current score, you press S. To see how many ships are remaining on that particular level, you press R. And one feature I missed, you press P and you hear a doo-doo sound, and it pauses the game. And then to resume, you just press P again, and it makes a doo-doo, and it unpauses. I would mix the sounds in, but I don't really want to. I'm a little lazy, because it's 5 minutes after I just finished the podcast, and I'm doing the editing now, so, yep, bye. And let's get back to that level. I think it was on level 9.
It gets hard. Ooh, that was nice. First one started winning, then I got this one. My computer's getting a little unresponsive here. Oh, oh, dang it, no.
Oh, this one.
angle, I think. Oh, it's not! Level 12, survive! Oh! Boss!
Another lesson, boy. I've warned you several times, but you just keep ignoring me. Well, here comes your reward. I think it's time for me to personally do something about you. I mean, I just can't have you sweeping all around when I take over the Earth. So, it'll be nice to meet you in a few seconds. Very, very nice. Too bad we can only be together for like 3 seconds or so before I blast you. Well, see you around the corner.
Okay, let's see if I have a bomb.
One.
Oh, I do!
Where did you learn to fly like that?
Ah! I get him.
Is it? You wanna...
I'm getting him.
You wanna try to beat me? Is that the best you can do? Is that the best you can do? Not bad!
It's unbelievable! You did it! You beat them all! You even defeated their leader! The universe is now forever free from horrible terror. And the one we all can thank for that is you.
Alright, I won you! Let's see.
Your final score is 188,000. Number of ships destroyed, 300. Number of ships landed, 5.
Do you want to post your score to pbgames.com? Press Y for yes or N for no.
This doesn't work, so I'm going to click N for no.
Main menu. Exit.
Okay, so here's what happens when you click exit.
Thank you for playing The Dark Destroyer by PB Games. Exiting program.
All right. Let me start up Jaws here again. Oh my gosh, I'm sore. So, please, don't taunt me if I seem to be typing slow. Oh. Oh. Yikes. That was fun. You guys got to witness me running right here, winning right here on the podcast. So, oh, good. Jaws started. Let's hope this recorded. Oh, good. It had better be recording. If it's not, I might scream. Well, yeah, it's... Now, here is one thing I found out. You cannot destroy the dark... you can't destroy the boss with bombs. It doesn't work. So, everybody, we hope you enjoyed. And you got to witness me winning Dark Destroyer right here. It is a very hard game, trust me. It sounded easy. And I'm actually going to give you the pointers. So, like I said, for one, Dark Destroyer doesn't work on, bombs don't work on the boss ship. They don't even let you throw them. I tried it, and it doesn't work. So, there's no use trying to save your bombs. And now, sorry, I was itching. Here is... excuse me. Here is another thing that you might want to be aware of. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. When you throw a bomb, it goes... So if a ship's really close, you just got to try to get and shoot them or hit them or whatever. Because bombs... once you hit the alt key, a bomb actually does its work like a second and a half later. So, we hope you enjoyed this Dark Destroyer game. I got mine from www.audiogames.net. You go to the quick links drop down list, open it up, and press D until you get to Dark Destroyer. And then you should be able to find the download link and install it, and there you go. I will be putting my sound pack, or my voice pack, I should say, on my website. So if you like my sounds, my voice pack, like my number... Now, I'm actually going to have to fix my numbers because you kind of heard them overlapping. I'm going to have to fix them, but then I'll put them on the website. So I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening.
Been listening to the Sam and Others podcast. If you'd like to send us an email, you can just send it to podcast@samtoopy.com. If you'd like to check out the podcast on the web, the address to do that is podcast.samtoopy.com. If you'd like to subscribe to the feed, the address to do that is podcast.samtoopy.com/feed.xml. If you'd like to email us about other things, the address to do that is webmaster, WEBMASTER, @samtoopy.com. Our website is at www.samtoopy.com. Thank you for listening.